This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, get a load of this. Scientists are warning now, and you're hearing this all across the mainstream media, and I think even from the World Health Organization, but I'd have to verify that. They're warning about so-called Disease X, and they say Disease X is going to wipe out the human race, and that all the conditions are right, they say, a perfect storm for an infectious disease wipeout that's going to destroy humanity. But they don't know what disease it is yet, so they're calling it Disease X. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like a cover story for the release of a bioweapon that maybe is already called Disease X. I mean, you got to understand. Let me back up here. If you go back to the 1700s and the 1800s, and even the first half of the 1900s, governments needed more people in order to expand their tax farms. They needed more people to expand into different regions and geographic areas. They needed more people to build bigger cities. They needed more people to run the factories, more people to engage in farming activities. All of these activities were taxed and exploited by the governments. You know, governments of the world really run tax farms. The bigger the economies that they rule over, the more power those governments have. And so for all time, up until recently, governments needed more and more people. Bigger populations meant a bigger, you know, slave wage labor force, which is what most of the world is today. It's slave wage labor. Even if you're not a farm worker, you're, you know, maybe an office wage slave. But these tax farms, at some point, the governments realized that, hey, we have enough people. You know, they've conquered all the land, and all the cities are overpopulated now. We've got 58,000 homeless people in Los Angeles alone. You know, there's so much human feces in San Francisco now that it's called a third world country. They've got too many people. And even worse, from the point of view of the government, these people all want entitlements. They all want free handouts. And this is what Democrats promised them to get elected. Free stuff. Free food. Food stamps, you know, free housing, free phones, Obama phones. All kinds of free benefits. And then on top of that, pensions that government owes people, Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid. The entitlement programs are bankrupting the governments. So something switched in about the last 1 to 3 generations, let's say, maybe more like 30 years ago. Something switched big time. The governments decided they need to figure out how to get rid of people. They need fewer people or the governments go broke. Because think about it, mathematically, the longer the population lives, the more they collect Social Security, you know, Medicare, the more they collect pensions. A lot of pensions are government pensions. You know, federal workers and state workers and police officers and school teachers and all these people collect pensions. And the longer they live, the more they get the pensions. The pensions are going broke rapidly all across the country, but especially in places like Illinois. And the only way to save the system is to have a massive die-off of the world population, which is consistent, by the way, with the goals of what a lot of these people want anyway. You know, these globalists, they've been talking about depopulation. They don't want very many people in the world. There's 7 billion right now. They want like fewer than a billion, right? So this is crucial to understand. Governments of the world today need to get rid of people. They need something to cause a mass die-off in order for the governments to not go bankrupt. The longer people live, the more rapidly the governments go bankrupt because of all the promises and entitlements and pensions and all that stuff. So, believe it or not, governments of the world are looking for a way to get rid of people. This is especially true given that we now have the rise of automation. In the next, you know, maybe 10 to 20 years, 30, At the outside, you're going to have humanoid robots that are going to take over, what, 70% of human jobs, according to many estimates? 70% of humans no longer necessary because their jobs, you know, truck drivers, obsolete, right? Taxi drivers will be obsolete soon, inside of 10 years. Crop pickers, going to be obsolete. Warehouse workers, you know, going to be obsolete. They need to get better skills and find better jobs because the simple things that robots will be able to do will put people out of employment. That's for sure. We know that. And so the governments don't need as many people as they used to need in order to extract a tremendous amount of economic productivity out of the economy. Remember, governments are really financial extraction systems. Their job is to take a piece of the action for every kind of economic activity happening within the borders that they control. The government is like the mafia, and the mafia wants its cut. It's a protection racket. That's what the IRS largely is. Like, you want to pay us? We're going to come burn down your building, you know? You better pay up, you know? If you don't pay, we're coming after you. That's the IRS. And so, sorry, just whipped out a little mafia voice acting there. Hope it didn't sound too crazy. So getting back to Disease X then, now all of a sudden you've got all the mainstream newspapers and medical journals, scientists, and again, I think the WHO saying, we're going to have a Disease X, like they're calling it. They're saying there's a Disease X coming. They're saying it. They just don't know what it is yet. Well, actually, I believe they do. It's called the weaponized viral strain that's currently on ice in Fort Detrick, Maryland. The U.S. Army, what do you call it? The U.S. Army Bioweapons Division that's been playing around with Ebola for 20 years, longer than 20 years. They've been playing around with Marburg virus. They've been playing around with, you know, every crazy, insane weapon strain that you can think of. They've got them. They've got the slow-acting ones and the fast-acting ones. They've got the instant death ones, which is not what they'll deploy if indeed they do. That what they want is the ones that don't kill everybody, but rather create a bunch of carriers who eventually kill other people. You got to have carriers, right? That's what you're going to do. So, Disease X, to me, sounds like a cover story. Like, they know. They got to get rid of people. They've been talking about depopulation. You know, Bill Gates talks about it. You know, the tetanus viruses in Africa, they've been laced with infertility chemicals that cause spontaneous abortions and cause a woman's body to commit genocide against her own unborn child. And that's been proven. That's the Catholic bishops group in Kenya went public with that. Hey, you know, the vaccines are laced with these chemicals. And those were WHO-approved vaccines, by the way, World Health Organization, at the top of the chain of the depopulation eugenics agenda. Make no mistake, at the top of the pyramid of globalism, it's all about mass death. That's why those people are the child traffickers, and that's why they're the, I don't want to get into too much sick stuff that they do. But they're all about death, and they want a mass killing, and they've got the bioweapons ready to go. They're just creating a narrative now so that this, you might be asking this, what would be the point of them talking about this ahead of time? The answer is they need to be able to make sure that the blame goes to Mother Nature, not to the globalists, you see. This is why bioweapons are the perfect weapon from the point of view of globalists who want to depopulate the planet and murder, you know, 6 billion humans. It's the perfect weapon because you can't trace it back to anybody. You really can't. You can't trace it to one nation. You know, they can plan to release it in 10 international airports all on the same day. You know, 12 monkeys. Go back and watch that movie. That's what it was all about. 12 monkeys. As one guy just released it in the airport. He was going through airport security in the movie. And the security guy says, sir, you need to open that vial. so we can assess it. And he opens the vial. He's like, here, take a good whiff, man. You know, and the guy breathes in the deadly pandemic virus. And then, you know, 6 months later, humanity's dead, extinct, and then living underground. That's the movie. I mean, that's science fiction, of course. But a lot of science fiction is rooted in science reality. So when I see this news about, hey, Disease X is coming, they're saying, all these scientists are warning everybody, Disease X is coming. The reason I think they know that is because they're going to release it. They've already got it. They've been working on it. They're just waiting for the right narrative, the right time. They're going to release it. And it'll be a very aggressive strain, no doubt. Because again, the whole idea of it is to depopulate the planet. And it'll spread through the cities, most of all, which is where I believe the globalists want to actually kill the most people, because they see a lot of people in the cities as being, you know, kind of useless. They call them useless eaters. This is not my opinion, by the way. This is, I believe, the globalist opinion. They openly use the phrase useless eaters to describe the masses of lethargic, dumbed down, obedient sheeple. They use that term, useless eaters. And wherever you have high population density, I think you have people that qualify from the point of view of the globalists to be eliminated, because the globalists, I mean, they got to get rid of all the people on entitlements to save the governments, to keep the governments solvent. And by the way, you know, this gets back to a video I put out there, a mini lecture, well, a 60-minute lecture. It's called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And this discussion I put out there in defense of black people to warn all of them that they are being targeted through multiple depopulation vectors that are absolutely proven. New York Times has an article on inserting depopulation chemicals into the food supply that we export from America to third world countries. And in that documentary, I cited the New York Times article, which, by the way, cites the science advisor to President Richard Nixon. And I think the year was 1971 for that article. It's a New York Times article. It's in the archive. I linked to it. I printed a screenshot of it, everything. This has been around for decades, people. You know, this whole idea of exterminating masses, I mean, billions of people. This is not new. This is something that, again, Richard Nixon and his science advisor were talking about in the freaking 1970s, okay? And that was just one vector, and that was, you know, almost 50 years ago. Think about it. How much more advanced is the depopulation technology since then? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been working hard on ways to kill off as many people. Well, maybe I shouldn't say kill off, to cause mass infertility, or what they call family planning, which they say, they openly argue that depopulation is necessary for women's rights and things like that. They openly talk about that, and they fund the technologies like the ultrasonic sperminator technology that they put this ultrasound up to a man's scrotum and then blast him with sound waves, and then he can't produce sperm for 6 months. That's a Bill and Melinda Gates technology that they funded. This is not science fiction, people. If you've never heard of any of this stuff, you're just not informed. You're maybe spending too much time watching Netflix or something, because this is all real. Everything I'm telling you here is real. This is all openly cited. I mean, so many things I could tell you that the masses don't know. I'm not saying you're part of the masses, but I mean things that almost nobody knows, like the fact that there was a simian Ebola virus that actually got loose in Fort Detrick, Maryland, and infected some of the scientists there. That is actually described in a book. I think the book is called Hot Zone, that openly talks about that. It's fascinating, fascinating book. But there's so many things that you may not know, but are verified true, like this whole thing about using the food supply to cause depopulation. This was being debated in the 1970s. You know, we have been subjected to depopulation propaganda for a long time. Ehrlich, right? The scientist named Ehrlich. I think it's spelled E-R-L-I-C-H, if I'm not mistaken. He was the guy, didn't he, write about the population bomb? And this was decades ago. And he said things were going to collapse if we didn't control the population. And he's argued for government-controlled reproductive rights, things like that. Yeah. You know, China had the one-child policy, and now it's a communist regime that demands absolute obedience and runs under extreme tyranny. And now the United States has companies like Facebook and Google that are censoring free speech, while elements in the deep state are working toward creating a propaganda blanket that says there's a massive wipeout of humanity coming. I mean, think about it. That's the whole Disease X thing. They've said, if you read the quotes, it's like, oh, there's a massive wipeout coming and humanity might not survive. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is like freaking New York Times right now. I mean, it's mainstream media right now. They're all talking about Disease X, and they're using those almost exact phrases, that humanity may not survive, big wipeout coming. And they're blaming climate change and too much pollution and too much deforestation. And no doubt, those are factors. And they're talking about, oh, everything's right for the monkeys and the birds and the pigs and the chickens and everything, just going to combine into an insane humanity-killing disease. That's what they're saying. And the reason they're saying that is because they've already done it. They did all that research already. They developed these weapons. I mean, that... Man, I don't know. Sometimes I think humanity's ready to hear the truth, and other times I think they're not even close. And I guess it depends. Some people are ready. Maybe you're one of them, and other people will never be ready. And they'll probably be the ones that are killed off by disease X. Because the first thing the governments will do is they'll demand everybody get vaccinated, right? And the vaccine will probably be like a binary weapon that combines with disease X, so that if you get the vaccine, you definitely die. Because it'll be like, oh, if you're stupid enough to get vaccinated, you're probably not qualified to represent the future of the human gene pool. So they'll just put it in there. It'll be like line up and commit suicide. That's, you know, think about it. If the globalists want humanity to reach for the stars and you know, survive the next few millennia, they got to get rid of the incredibly stupid, obedient people who can't think outside the box. No better way to do that than to just release a pandemic, tell everybody to line up and get a vaccine shot, and then make sure that shot kills them, and then blame it on the disease and blame Mother Nature and blame the unvaccinated. You know, it's all propaganda. None of that would surprise me at this point. And if that sounds outlandish to you, believe me, you have not peeled back enough layers yet to know how reality works, how the globalists work, how the deep state works, how the depopulation system actually runs. It's real. And they're coming for humanity. They're steeped in death and destruction, and they hate life. Okay? They hate life. If you want to follow more on this, check out my website, naturalnews.com, or listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you and I are both among the survivors when they release this stuff, because they've definitely targeted humanity for destruction at this point. Be ready. It's coming.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.